Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Casting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, leave a feedback on the voicemail. We would love to hear what you think about my show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner. Too blessed to be stressed. I just dropped an audio book, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship. I really want you girls and ladies and gentlemen to get this. Healing is the key. You cannot move forward without healing. And like I said a few weeks ago, it's not fair to take your baggage from a previous relationship into a new relationship because it's just not fair. So I wanted to break down what is a traumatic experience, or how do you know you're in a traumatic relationship? Well, first, let's define traumatic. Like I say, it's the result of a negative event. It occurs when you feel emotionally or mentally hurt by something that has happened, and it even may lead to post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, that's what most people don't get. They don't know why they're acting the way they're acting because they're so stressed out and they're repressing that stress. So it turns into a disorder. And how many of you know a disorder is not good? We weren't put here to go through disorders. We were put here to live a happy, joyous, abundant, and purposeful life. So when you start acting out of the ordinary, just stop and ask yourself, what is going on here? Has somebody hurt me, or has somebody hurt my feelings and I don't want to deal with it? So I'm repressing it in my subconscious mind. And trust me, your subconscious mind is the place that governs your body. You can try to deaden everything consciously, but your subconscious mind, every single thing that happened to you from birth, from the day you came on this earth, is in your subconscious mind. And you can't bury this stuff, because if you try to bury it, it takes on a physical manifestation in your body. And you want to wonder why you're having these migraines and headaches and stomach aches and can't see, your eyes glowing blurry. It's because you are involved in a traumatic experience or relationship. Now, let me give you some examples, other examples of a traumatic situation. When somebody dies that real close to you, okay? I know when my grandson was murdered, let me tell you, I don't know how I drove to where he was. And once I got to the hospital, I had to hurry up and switch to another mode, because everybody there was freaking out. Because it was something unexpected. When my mother died, it was an unexpected event. Okay? And that took a toll on my body. And it's still taking a toll on my body till today. Every time I think about those two events, my body reacts to that traumatic experience. Also, when you're experiencing abuse, because abuse is something that you're ashamed of and don't want nobody to know you're going through it, so you repress that pain. You repress that pain, and like I said, it starts taking a physical manifestation, and you can't figure out why you're sick. But what you do know is you was not sick before this person that's causing all these traumatic experiences came into your life. You do know that. But it is so, so deep that you can't even think rationally. Okay? You can't understand, why is my body going through this? Because these, especially abuse, it happens so often that it doesn't give you time to recuperate from it. So your body is in a constant state of nervousness and pain. So the mind is so bogged down, it can't tell you why the physical manifestation of your body is reacting this way. It also happens when you break up with someone that you really love, or you thought it was going to work out for you. Your body goes through all kinds of crazy stuff. It's like, I've never been an addict and I've never done drugs, but you know, talking to people that's been in that situation, their body shakes and all kinds of stuff going on with them. Okay? So they just don't get it. Their mind is shutting down. And they can't figure out why. Because your mind, your eyes, and your ears are the gateways to whatever is going on in your body. Now, just think about this. When you get in an automobile accident, your body automatically goes into trauma. Okay? It automatically goes into trauma. And you don't know what to do. Because it's like, boom. Your mind just go. You don't know what happened. You can't figure out what happened. And what about those plane rides? Hey, when that plane started dropping, oh my God. Do your body react? I know mine does. And it's not a good feeling, because you know that is something out of your control. You can't stop the plane going down. You can't stop it if it hit air pockets and started rocking. What do? You're up so high, I mean, you can't jump out. But your body reacts to things every single day. So remember, the next time your body goes into a traumatic or trauma reaction, you have to tell yourself, I can handle this. All is well. This is not the end. this is only temporarily. Also, when you see a hurricane coming or have an earthquake, I mean, I don't know how those people live in Hawaii with those volcanoes. I don't know how they live in California with those earthquakes. I'm in Florida and been through a lot of hurricanes, but it's quite different. You just get used to it. You know it's going to be normal if you live in Florida, okay? So your body don't really react to a hurricane as it would if you're sliding down a hill in California or if that lava is coming to your house and you can't get out. Now, that's a different type of trauma that your body responds to, okay? So how do we overcome traumatic experience? Well, the first thing we need to do is get some help. You got to realize I've got to get help. You got to get past this situation. You've got to say, I can't take it no more. This is not good. And you've got to get some help. Like I said, there are people you can talk to, but you have to be careful with that. Okay? But you must seek therapy. Because that's the only way to start the healing journey. Talking and releasing the pain, the hurt, the experience is the first thing you need to do. Because you have repressed some people years and years of these experiences. You experienced it so long and you think it's a normal situation. But who would think it would be normal to have a black eye every week? Or to have your lips swollen every week? Or to have bruises over your body every week? Or get pushed down the stairs and break something every week? And trust me, you may try to fool people outside, but anybody that's been in an abusive and traumatic relationship, they know the signs. So it's no use to saying, you know, you ran into a wall and your eyes black and blue. Come on now. Or you fell down the steps and your legs black and blue. Don't play nobody stupid, okay? We know exactly what is going on in that situation. You can try to cover it up, but the key to know that somebody is in an abusive or a traumatic relationship or experience, they be very quiet. They don't talk to nobody at work. They're like scared. Because that's what traumatic and abusive relationships do to you. It puts fear. And you wondering, do they know this is going on? To the point that you might become paranoid with it. Okay? You might become paranoid with it and don't know when that partner of yours is going to show up at work. I mean, you're always walking on needles and pins because you don't know what the next moment is going to bring. And you call that living? I don't think so. So go get some help. Go get some therapy so you can start on your healing journey. And like I said, you need to know the right type of help you need to get. okay? I've attended some support groups, but didn't really feel comfortable because I'm not knowing these people. So I just sit there and listen to their stories, and I was like, wow. You know, I thought I was going through something, but these people were going through a lot, lot more than I can ever imagine going through. Because I know me, and if I went through half of the stuff they went through, it's like a drug dealer. You ain't got but two choices, either dead or jail. And that's the way it becomes when you're involved in these tight relationships. You get to the point where, hey, one of us got to go. Okay? And you go into self-preservation as well. You know it's not going to be you because you want to live. So you never know how these situations are going to turn out. Now, connecting to these groups, you know, because you're in a like-minded situation with these support groups or your therapist, okay? So that'll make you feel a little relief. But then you know you got to go back into that situation. So it's not like you can go one time. You've got to keep going until you release that pain. It's a matter of release. Once you release it, then you can think clearly. And then you can make the right decision. Because as long as you're in pain, your whole body is messed up. You can't think clearly. So you feel that this is the only situation you can be in at the moment. But like I said, some women stay in it years and years and years. And like I told you on an earlier broadcast, some women think that this is the way a man show them love. And I'm like, you got to have lost your mind. If that's what love means, I don't want to be loved. But what they don't realize is the guy's so insecure. That's his problem. And then I think it's because they go through that honeymoon stage too. Because like I said before, they beat you and then they want to make love to you. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. But that's what they do. And that's why so many women stay in these relationships so long. Because they go through this honeymoon stage and, you know, he'll say he'll never do it again. The next thing you need to do is physical movement, okay? Keep those adrenalines going. Okay, don't sit there and moat after it. Because if you sit there and moat, there's nothing going on. And once you sit there and mope about it, there's nothing going on with it. Okay? So those are some nuggets I just wanted to come in and drop for you a moment and let you know how you can get out of these toxic and abusive relationships. Broadcasting from Brashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Brashani Radio app, We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, leave a feedback. Let me know what you think of my radio broadcast. And again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, don't forget to go to Linda Monroe and get that audiobook, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship. If you don't need it, buy it for somebody that's in this type of situation right now. And I tell you, it would definitely and truly be a blessing to them, and they can get out of that situation alive. So until next week, God loves you, and so do I. Same time, same station. Be blessed, and the best is yet to come.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.